Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper coming to you live here on this very cold, very, very cold Tuesday, February 13th, coming to you from Washington, D.C. We're loaded up here with freezing rain and snow and ice and all sorts of other terrible things that I wouldn't wish, well, I might wish it upon some of the members of Congress. Of course, they're here in D.C. now putting on a show for us. They've all got 5 minutes to tell us why they support the troops. Well, everybody supports the troops, folks, but you know what? So many of these people who are grandstanding here right now and saying how much they support the troops, they show their support for the troops by insisting that they remain there. Oh, yes, they debate. Oh, should it be a year from now? Should it be a year and a half from now? Even Barack Obama, who's campaigning
to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, right on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org and on shortwave at 5.050. I guess you know who the sponsor of this program is. If you don't, you're going to find out right now. It's Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. And as I always tell you, those who listen regularly, it works. If you're listening for the first time, and I hope there are some first-time listeners out there, I'm here to tell you that Headache Stay Gone does precisely what it says. It prevents and cures headaches. All-natural product here, folks. You can order a bottle, which you don't have to pay for unless you're satisfied. You'll have to pay for the shipping, of course, but not the cost of the product. You call them up at 800-327-0727. Get a bottle of 60 capsules and try it out for yourself. And if you're satisfied, pay the bill. They trust you. You trust them. That's a pretty good deal. Well, I'm pleased to say, folks, the latest issue of American Free Press is out. And as I promised Reverend Ted Pike when he was a guest here in this program, we had a front page story announcing that indeed the Hate Crimes Prevention Act, so-called, has been reintroduced. It's before the House Judiciary Committee. Its number is H.R. 254. They're calling it David's Law. But the official title is the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act. American Free Press has a story about it on the website at AmericanFreePress.net. There's also a story about it in the paper. Now, the congressional number you can call, the congressional switchboard, is 202-224-3121. I do suggest you call and make contact with the representatives on the House Judiciary Committee and tell them not to pass this law. Ted Pike's website at truthtellers.org has all the information. Excuse me, all the information you need on the topic. And there is a nice article in American Free Press on the website at AmericanFreePress.net, as I said. It is a priority to defeat that bill in committee. There's a lot of things we need to defeat, folks, but I'll tell you, that Hate Crimes Prevention Act is one that cuts right to the core of freedom of speech. I guarantee you that they're ultimately intending, we're not talking, that what they really intend in the end, folks, is to try to silence the very kind of people that you listen to here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. They're not really, there's very few hate crimes actually committed in this country, folks. What they're trying to do is institute legislation that lays the groundwork for further firing away at First Amendment freedoms so that we cannot speak out on political issues. And this is just one of the many angles they're using to do it, folks, and I guarantee you that's what they have in mind. They did it in Canada, they've done it in other countries, and you know damn well they intend to do it here in the United States. Now, here in the United States, of course, coming back to this business of, well, not Iraq, but Iran. Well, we've all heard the story put out by the Bush administration, so-called evidence that the Iranian government is somehow providing weaponry to the insurgents in Iraq. Well, guess what? If you don't know by now, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Peter Pace, U.S. Marine, says that he has no information that indicates Iran's government is directing the supply of lethal weapons to Shiite groups in Iraq. Well, of course, the way the press originally played it, you know, it was the Pentagon, the military, it was being played up as military intelligence. Well, we've got a dose of intelligence before out of the Bush administration through these gangsters like Douglas Feist, who's now ensconced at Georgetown. I made the remark the other evening, and I don't retract it. I hope one of Washington's I hope he's caught in a drive-by shooting here in Washington, folks. The guy's no good. The guy's a criminal. He's responsible in large part for helping soak up the war in Iraq based on lies. He got 3,100 Americans killed over there, 10 or 15,000 butchered, and as I always say, God knows how many Iraqis. They even lie to us about those numbers. Speaking of another one of these criminals, Frank Gaffney Jr., he's an old pal of William Crystal and that whole group of gangsters led by Richard Pearl and Feist and Wolfowitz, the whole criminal gang. Frank Gaffney has an article attacking the critics of the war, and he starts out with a quote by President Abraham Lincoln. Quote, "Congressmen who willfully take actions during wartime that damage morale and undermine the military are saboteurs and should be arrested, exiled, or hanged." Well, that was President Lincoln responding to his critics. Well, you know, I think President Lincoln's words are actually rather appropriate because I believe that the members of Congress who are willfully taking actions during wartime to support and perpetuate this insane war in Iraq, instigated by George W. Bush and his pals, they are damaging the morale and undermining the military. I believe that President Bush and all these members of Congress that are perpetuating this war are saboteurs, just as Lincoln said. They should be arrested, exiled, or hanged. That's what should be done with these people, folks. I mean, these people, you know, I can't repeat it. I cannot repeat it enough. You know, Hillary Clinton, it's very interesting to watch what's happening to Hillary Clinton. You know, she's going around campaigning different places, and if the establishment news reports are to be believed, every time Hillary gathers in the public, she gets big crowds, but they're hitting her with questions as to why she supported the war, and then she comes up with a fruitful excuse for that. Then they proceed to ask Hillary whether she will repudiate her vote, and of course she comes up with a very fruitful, for want of a better word, explanation for that. Well, Hillary may be Mother Nature. She may be very fruitful. But I tell you what, folks, you know, what people've got to start doing. You know, I think what the problem here, folks, is that these Democratic Party gatherings where Hillary is speaking, there's not enough American patriots at those Democratic gatherings. There's not enough listeners to RBN who may not like the Democratic Party, and they may not like Hillary Clinton, but RBN listeners need to start going to these public forums where these politicians are and ask them directly why they supported Israel's war in Iraq and why they are now effectively supporting the demands of the Israeli lobby that we do go into Iran. You see, that's the thing that needs to be done over and over and over and over and over again in these public forums. The fact of Israeli orchestration of all this has got to be brought up. There's too many people out there saying that the oil interests got this war going and so forth. That's the standard shtick. Good word there, shtick. That's the shtick, folks. But the reality is that no word Israel, and the word Israel has got to be brought up in as many forums as possible. Because we do know who got this war going, and I'll say it again. You can go on the Internet at the Federal Election Commission website and find the names and even the addresses of the people who contribute to the pro-Israel political action committees. You can find, if you can find the names of the pro-Israel political action committees, and then go to the FEC website, get the names of these people, and then you tell your friends out there, rather than coming to Washington to protest against the war in front of the White House and march down the streets, find the homes and offices of these pro-Israel political action committee financiers. Gather a group of people, 50 people, 100 people, surround their office and say, this person finances those who are financing the war. And that's exactly what the people who are financing the pro-Israel political action committees are doing. They are the ones who are giving the money to the political action committees that pay the bills for these crooked politicians that got us into these wars. And if we have enough of this going on around the country, it's going to send the shivers down the spines of these people who have always managed to hide in the shadows. They sit back and laugh when they see 100,000 people marching on the Capitol. But if they had 500 people outside their office in Palm Beach, or 1,000 people rallying outside their office in Los Angeles and pointing the finger and saying, Mr. A is a big contributor to the pro-Israel political action committee in this community, and they're the people who got us into the war, that will make people all around take notice, understand what's really going on. Now, I know that the leaders of these anti-war groups are just scared silly about the possibility that people would do things like this. So if they consider themselves leaders, if they are leaders, so-called, then they are not really leaders, I should say, because they are misleading and misdirecting people, because Congress pays attention to those who pay the piper. I like that terminology. And the people who pay the piper in this case, ladies and gentlemen, are those who are giving money to the pro-Israel political action committees. That's a small drop in the big picture, of course, folks, but it takes the focus directly where it should be rather than misdirecting it, and this is the word that we need to get out. So I urge you to do that, folks. I mean, any way you can do it. whether it's writing letters to the editor or talking to your neighbors. This is what has to be done, folks, because we can keep shaking our fist at Congress, but if we don't start shaking our fist at the real troublemakers, then we might as well not shake our fist at all. Well, we have a break coming up here, folks, and we are going to go to the phones right after the break. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Let's give the troublemakers the headache, folks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper, self-appointed chief hangman, coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, we have some callers, so I'm just going to go directly to the callers. First of all, we got Stash in Massachusetts. How's the weather up in Massachusetts?
Oh, hi, Mike.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. I just had some general comments to make about like massive financial schemes and like offshore banking and how it connects to your book, Final Judgment, all the way up to events to now.
And they all do connect. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You have one of your most interesting points of your book. You talk about this company, Permadex, which I think is sort of similar to like a giant BCCI.
Yeah, that's a good example. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy, I think you talk about Tibor Rosenblum, I think.
Rosenbaum, yeah.
Rosenbaum, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
And, I just saw this website that connected him to an obscure banker, like in Liechtenstein and all this stuff. They have a lot of the elite or the intelligence agency and mafia always, like, hide their money in places like that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And with the BCCI, you can basically, I mean, you can connect the dots to it, to the 9/11 and to the arming of the heck out of all these countries that are fighting now. And finally now the U.S. is over there dragged down into it. Did you find in your research that Kennedy, JFK, was going to do something about, like, put some choke points on these, like, there's nothing wrong with privacy, but there's, like, you know, thousands of phony companies and accounts and
I can tell you directly, I never came across any evidence of. Interesting you bring that up, though. I never found any evidence of that.
Yes.
However, what is interesting is that one thing that JFK was very much interested in, it ties right into what I started talking about tonight on the program, and that is the fact that JFK wanted to see legislation introduced to reduce the power of these special interest groups. And he had in mind, in particular, the Israeli lobby. He was a rich man, so he really didn't need to take any money from anybody, although he certainly took it when he could get it, as all politicians do. But he told one of his closest friends, Mr. Charles Bartlett, after he had met with an Israeli lobby group, that was one of the things that he wanted to crack down on when he became president, the power specifically of the Israeli lobby, but of all lobbies in general, because of the influence of their money on policymaking in Washington. So I would suspect, I would just suspect that considering his brother's own efforts toward cracking down on organized crime, that there may have been initiatives by the Kennedy administration to do just that, you know, in terms of offshore banking and so forth. But I can't tell you directly. I don't know of any specifics on that.
Right, because I thought I'd read about in this book about this, explaining about these obscure things like these Liechtenstein tax havens and.
Well, you know, it's interesting even about this bank, BCCI. The amazing thing about it is that it has the image of being a Muslim bank.
Yeah.
You know, but the funny thing about it is, you know, even though the people who set up the bank were Muslims and there were a lot of Muslim investors in the bank, even including somebody I know, but what's very, very interesting about it is that the bank itself, even though it was set up with this framework, so and when it fell, everybody, quote-unquote, knew that it was a Muslim operation. The fact is that there were people inside the bank who were using the bank for the process of laundering money for both the CIA and the Mossad.
Yes.
So even the public image of BCCI was far from the reality. I mean, it obviously had Muslim investors, it had Muslim customers, it had Muslim officers, but what it was really doing was not what a lot of people thought it was doing. So even there, again, this is another example of this stuff that we see in the mass media that is far from the truth. And
so,
you know,
Bruce Rappaport and William Casey are tied into it, right?
Yeah, Rappaport, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was one of these guys who was involved in one of these pipeline operations, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh yeah.
And you know, these trans Middle East pipelines have always been, you know, they've tied everybody in. Everybody gets their hand in on it. And then only a few people take the rap. But that's
the way
it always is.
Well, so, Wonder Woman's husband got off.
What's that?
The guy, I think Altman, who was like Linda Carter's husband, he got off.
Yeah, he was, this guy, he was tied in with Clark Clifford, the big shot lawyer and fixer here in Washington. And inexplicably, they ended up getting prosecuted, but Mr. Clifford was so old, they basically just dropped the charges on him, and he died a couple years later. But you're right about that Altman, who's the husband of the actress Linda Carter. He actually did go to trial, but he was acquitted. But he was one of these. He's one of these behind-the-scenes fixers here in Washington who they have their hands in everything. What can I say? We have the break coming up here. Stash, hang on if you would. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, right here in the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned, folks, for more. We've got the callers up tonight. Number here is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. We've got a caller on board and a couple lined up. Let's go back to Stash from Massachusetts. Stash, yeah, you had another comment or two there?
Oh, yes. I was just saying that, like, there's things like BCCI. They're like a, you know, Professor Moriarty connecting all the top figures around the world. And then it doesn't make sense sometimes. They were arming the Contras and the Sandinistas, Saddam, and, you know, it's very weird. And then my other thoughts about these kind of things is like with the stock market bubble and the internet thing. I mean, I sometimes wonder, maybe naively, if it's just going to collapse here, and that I wonder sometimes why, you know, the neocons and Israel, you know, if we go down, I mean, aren't they worried if they go down?
Well, I'd say the way I always look at it, you know, most of the people who are really in charge, you know, and even like the second and third tier people, they've got so much money hidden away. They've got so much backing on an international scale. These are very international people, you know, that if the United States collapses from within, you know, they're going to still have their gated communities with lots of guards, and they're going to have their homes overseas. And so I don't think it's a major, I really don't think it's a major concern for them. It's a major concern for those of us who live in like I do in a big city where things would go to hell in a handbasket very quickly overnight. But you know, I think a lot of the people around this country in some of the rural communities, they would be able to survive. They would be able to survive, and you know, this kind of collapse in this country, maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need things like this to happen. I hate to say that, but that might be. Maybe that would wake some people up. I don't want to see that happen, though.
Because in a sense, we already live in that world where it's a gated thing, like New York. You know, they live in the penthouse, poor people on the street.
Yeah,
they got guards.
I mean, you know, this is it. It's getting closer and closer to that. You know, but you know what you put your finger on here at the very beginning. This the fact that you know there's so many. I mean, I'll tell you what. I remember back during the early 1990-91 period with the big so-called debate over the first invasion of Iraq, we had some authoritative reports coming to the Spotlight newspaper, and they were coming out of Spain, where some of this was actually published in Spanish newspapers. There were allegations backed up with some documentation that the Emir of Kuwait had given, I forget the exact figure, but after figures get so large, they mean very little, but we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars in a direct bribe to then-President George H.W. Bush to launch the war against Iraq. So you know, this is something that, as I say, it was not even unique to the Spotlight. We were just the only American newspaper to publish that story. So when a foreign regime can give a gigantic $100 million or more bribe to the American president to get him to do its bidding, I mean, you know, that's a lot of money any way you cut it. And then when President Bush listed his worth at that time as $10 to $20 million, if that, of course, he didn't list what he had hidden in secret bank accounts. So we're talking a whole secret economy that's beyond the reach of American laws. It's beyond the reach of the American media, because the American media will not touch it for a variety of reasons. You know, so the people that we're talking about here regularly on this show, these are people that have so much money they don't know what to do with it, and it's circulating through these secret bank accounts all over the world that we just will never really know anything about, unless some politician decides to cross them and all of a sudden they decide to bring the information out. So that's what we're talking about here. Just back to what author Alan Jones referred to as secrecy versus freedom, secrecy and freedom. That's what it all comes down to.
Yeah. I always thought there was a Bill Gates of the underworld of coke and weapons that equaled him or maybe surpassed him.
It's probably George H.W. Bush. You know, they're the kind of guys you never expect it from, you know? All right, Stash, thanks for your call. We'll talk to you later.
Take care.
All right. Let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim, where are your secret bank accounts?
I don't have any, but I hate to interject just to start it off, but you already made your play on words with your paying the piper, so I might add another, that you have a pipe dream about the members of Congress ever listening to the people. I wouldn't care if you had 200,000 people around some representative's office in rural Indiana, that it wouldn't mean one thing compared to the AIPAC and the Jewish Institute and the Jinza or whatever and all their contributions to the Congress. They would ignore 100,000 people with pitchforks and hangman nooses.
Well, Jim, you missed my whole point. I didn't say they should surround congressional offices. I said they should surround the offices of the people who contribute to the pro-Israel political action committees, because these are the people that hide in the shadows.
They're going to have to surround the whole city of New York in that case.
Well, actually, you know, when it comes right down to it, the actual numbers of people who are pumping the money into these criminal organizations, these traitorous organizations that have the interests of a foreign nation in mind, the numbers are actually very small, but the figures are very big. So it's a relatively small number of people we're talking about here.
But to go back to your expose, more or less, of Clark Clifford and the BCCI thing when it broke, I believe you wrote about that quite a bit in the Spotlight.
We had a lot of stuff on that, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, Clark Clifford, it was the appointed stooge, so to speak. They always have an appointed stooge. They have Mr. Bush, Mr. Cheney, they are appointed stooges.
And you're right about that. That's what Clark Clifford was.
Absolutely. I mean, he is an appointed stooge, someone to point the finger at without identifying the real people behind the scenes. They always have this. They've had it for centuries, more or less, ever since Cromwell in England. They've had we can always point the finger at King George or Clark Clifford or Whitaker Chamber. We can point the finger at anybody, you know, but the finger never comes back to the people that are actually controlling the situation.
Yeah, that's what was interesting about Clark Clifford, the fact that the very fact that Clark Clifford was was their stooge was evidence from the very beginning that that bank, BCCI, was not what it appeared to be, because I guarantee you that Clark Clifford was never anything but totally a stooge of the Israelis and the powerful Jewish organizations in this country.
Clark Clifford was one of the main movers behind recognizing Israel. This guy went back for 40 years as a communist sympathizer and supporter. I mean, nobody knows this, but I know it. But the thing is, they've always got an appointed stooge that will take the blame, and like Scooter Libby. He's an appointed stooge, but he's not really going to suffer anything for it, because he might get a mild slap on the wrist, but nobody's going to go after the real people behind the situation. They never do. They never have. They never will.
Actually, you know, I'll tell you something. This Scooter Libby business, I think, is very interesting. I don't tend to think he's so much a fall guy as I tend to think that there are good people in the FBI and the Justice Department who went after him, and once they dragged him out and nailed him, the people who would support Libby couldn't do anything about it. They just had to go along. So in that sense, he is going to be a fall guy, but I think he's going to be the fall guy because some good people decided to go after him.
I beg to differ, because I think the fall guy is going to be Rove, because Libby is going to name Rove, and Rove is the appointed stooge. Rove is not one of the brethren. You have to understand how these people work.
Well, we'll have
because
to see.
Because if
I mean,
Libby brings it out in trial that it was really Rove that was calling the shots, who's going to get the blame?
I mean, like I say, we're just going to have to wait and see what comes out in the wash. But at this point, I don't think they would contrive things so intricately to get Rove. If they wanted to, if Rove was the original patsy in the first place, they could have gone directly after him. They wouldn't need to put on a show trial extent. So.
There's where I beg to disagree with you, Mike. It's much more subtle to get the second guy that's named.
Well, like I say, you know,
the only we
just have to wait and see what happens, because right now it's only Scooter Libby who is on trial.
Absolutely, but he's going to name Rove. And, well, of course, Cheney's also prepared to be a fall guy. They're all prepared to be fall guys. You notice that Wolfowitz, Wormser, Feist, Pearl, none of these guys are fall guys. Who's the fall guys? The Goyim. It's always the Goyim.
Scooter, well, yeah, I mean, well, like I say, we're just going to have to wait and see because Scooter Libby was not prosecuted yet. So,
no,
you know,
he's
like
in
I
the
say,
process.
What's that?
He's in the process of being prosecuted. He's on trial, but once he shifts the blame to Rove, then where is the situation going to go?
Well, I'm not sure. Well, like I say, you know, we can only speculate on what's going to happen to Rove, but if Libby were going to shift the blame to Rove, that would have probably already happened. That would have
not necessarily.
Happened.
You got to remember, everything is a dog and pony show. The whole situation's a dog and pony show.
Well, now see right there. There's where I would disagree with you because I do not believe that we are completely dominated to the point that there are no independent actors. I mean, if you were to believe that everybody in Congress is part of the problem. For a variety of reasons.
Mike, what was the vote on the resolution supporting Israel, no matter what they did in Lebanon? What was the vote in the House of Representatives?
I don't know what the number was.
It was 410 to 8. 410 to 8.
That would imply, then, that there are at least 8 people.
No, that would imply that there's 8 people that are allowed to voice opposition, not 8 people that has opposition, because they're not going to make it 100%. I mean, it's too obvious. You can never make anything 100% because people would say, wait a minute,
well,
nothing's
I mean,
ever 100%.
When you're getting down to about 90%, I'm not sure what.
They don't care about 90. They love 90. That's an overwhelming majority. You have to allow some dissent because otherwise it's not believable. If it was 435 to nothing, somebody would say, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. Out of 435 people, nobody disagrees. But if it's 410 to 8, boy, that's very reasonable. That's how they do it.
You know, see, I mean, you know, this is just a philosophical disagreement that will never be resolved because I still believe that there are a few honest people there who may even eventually break with the power elite. If the circumstances are right,
is this an honest person like Jim Moran from Virginia that said, you know, this we wouldn't be having this war if the Israelis didn't want it?
Well,
and what happened to Jim Moran?
How well he's been reelected? How honest is Jim Moran is the question.
Yeah, but what happened to him? They immediately ran a Jewish fellow against him and pumped in hundreds of millions of dollars in order for him to defeat Jim Moran. But the point is. That he's one of the few that overcame it. I mean, he wasn't a Chuck Percy or a Paul McCloskey or a Finley or any of these other people that actually said something bad-mouthing Israel and that they never got reelected and that it was all over and done with.
Well, but, actually, you know, if you look at Jim Moran's record over the years, he, in fact, several times made comments critical of Israel. This one that received the most... publicity came about during that period surrounding the opening days of the Iraq War.
Absolutely, and he stated what he believed to be a fact, and they went after him. But you notice that he's Mr. Milquetoast since. He wouldn't say anything bad about Israel if he had a gun to his head now.
Well,
he's completely changed.
I've heard him still defending his original comments, you see.
Well,
but,
he
you know,
might.
You know, even if you look at... You look at a lot of the politicians in there. Senator Fritz Hollings, over a period of years, made similar comments at various times.
His most famous was when he announced he was retiring, and then he stated what he actually thought.
Well, that was after he announced his retirement. But see,
absolutely,
there have been a few in there who have gotten away with it only because they've been so. So well entrenched, but
well, you could count them on your fingers if you were a drunken carpenter, so to speak. that's the total number of the people that have said it and gotten away with it. Moran is one of the few. very, very few.
Yeah, and I don't think they'll ever forgive him for that. They'll definitely try to move against him at one time or another in the future. That's why they are so successful, the people in the Israeli lobby, because they don't forgive people, and maybe that's why those of us who are trying to do something about them are losing, because we're such good Christians, we're such nice people, we're so nicey-nice, we don't use the same tactics that they do.
Their tactic is never forgive and never forget, and the end justifies the means, and if you got an honest person who says, I just want to say what I think is the truth, and, you know, I don't care if you don't like it or not, I just want to say it, because you have no choice against somebody that says, never forgive, never forget. You cross me, I'll get you one way or another. That's why you continually lose.
Well, that's because... why I say that Hillary Clinton will never be elected president, because she dared to call for a Palestinian state at a time when that was not a very popular thing to do.
And she kissed Arafat's wife on the cheek.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Hey, that's something. Hey, but they'll play the game.
I've got another caller here, and I got to move on. We got the last break coming up here. We'll be talking to you later. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Tom in Colorado. Tom, we have a break, but we'll hold you over for the break. Come on.
Is it break time right now?
Well, it'll be in a minute or so. Go ahead.
Well, I had a few things about the British Empire and George Bush, but I wanted to get to, I was going to ask if you ever read that book by Kitty Kelly about the Bush family.
Yes, very interesting book. It doesn't tell anything near the whole story, but it tells a lot of interesting things about the Bush family.
Did it ever, I never did read it. I heard it had stuff in there about George Bush being in the Andover prep school, being a male cheerleader and a homosexual.
No, as a matter of fact, it didn't. That was a rumor that got started about the book. Hang on, we'll talk about that after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper returning to you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of Headaches Dagon, the all-natural cure for headaches. Check it out on the Internet at headachesdagon.com. Yeah, we have Tom on from Colorado. Tom, yeah, I read Kitty Kelly's book, and I remember at the time the book was getting ready to come out, there was a story that swept the Internet that said, what it said was this, that according to reports, Kitty Kelly's book is going to tell the story of George Bush's homosexual affair with somebody or another. The book never told such a thing. Whoever put that rumor out there, it could have been the Bush family themselves trying to do kind of a black propaganda to discredit the very real rumors about George Bush in that regard. And then, you know, saying, oh, it's going to be in Kitty Kelly's book, but it was not in Kitty Kelly's book. Or, as I recall at the time, it was somebody else, the person that promoted that story may have been one of these Internet rumor mongers who was trying to latch on to the Kitty Kelly publicity for the purpose of getting that story out there. But the bottom line of it is it did not appear in Kitty Kelly's book.
How about the photograph that shows George Bush kissing this person who supposedly is a man named Jeff Gannon, who is supposedly a male prostitute who has a few websites?
I've never seen. Now, if there is such a picture, I've never seen it myself.
Yeah,
but it was not in Kitty Kelly's book, I can tell you that. Now, have you actually seen that picture?
Well, they claim he was. Yeah, well, they show him from after a press conference, and he's kissing him on the top of the head, and I'm really not
no,
sure.
No, I'll tell you what. No, Tom, as I recall, there was a story. There was a picture of George W. Bush. I think he was, like, kissing somebody on the top of the head, or he appeared to be.
Yeah.
But the person that he was kissing on top of the head was not Jeff Gannon. That was another story entirely.
All right. Well, anyways, a lot of people who hate George Bush compare him to Adolf Hitler, but I've studied a lot about the British Empire, and it seems to me he's a lot more like the British Empire-type imperialist than Adolf Hitler.
Oh, I agree with you completely. I mean, if you look into the Bush family, you'll find that they are very closely tied in with people with connections to the British Empire. For example, the Farish family, they're a very, very prominent family of American plutocrats who are very good friends of the Bushes, and they are also very closely tied up with the British royal family. So, the Bush family has, I don't think that Bush Nazi connection is as relevant as the Bush British royal family connection. I would agree with you there.
And I've studied a lot about the British Empire. It was always a curse against just everyone in the world. Like in the colonial times, it was a curse against us. And in Africa, there were a curse against the Africans. In the Arab world, a curse against them. And then
the British Empire was a curse against the world, but if you really look into the forces that ran the British Empire,
it was the Rothschilds.
They weren't. I was going to say they weren't British or English at all when it came right down to it.
But the white-skinned Englishmen really were the murderers of the Rothschilds, though, and they really were cowardly murderers, just like our troops are.
Yeah, well, you check out the name Farish and see about the Bush connection to the Farishes and then to the British royal family. You'll find some interesting details there.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, well, we're wrapping it up for the evening, ladies and gentlemen, but I will see you here tomorrow night. Stay tuned for more good programming on the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth, and you can be certain that Rick Adams is going to bring you some good, solid truth. So stay tuned, folks. Thanks for tuning in tomorrow night. Thanks for tuning in tonight, and I